Welcome back to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 30 years, talking tile with Joe Fortuna. And let's get started on the floor.
Okay.
If there's one thing that burns me out on painting, it's the amount of prep work. But that's nothing if you're going over an old floor on what you need to do for tile.
It's all about the preparation. It's an area that a lot of people skip. And then a month, two, 3 months down the road, their tile starts coming loose, the grout starts to crack, or their tile starts to crack.
You can hear the cat coming from down the hallway. Clank, 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 clank.
Correct. The preparation is huge. I have had homeowners actually hire us just to do prep work. Or if it was in a shower, just to do the stall and waterproof it for them, and they do the tile work.
All the things to consider if you're going over an old floor. If you're pulling up carpet, you've got the glue that's got to come off from the padding underneath.
Right.
The tack strips, you can't just ignore those, even though you're putting grout on top later. Grout's not made to be a hole filler.
Correct.
And the levelness. Carpet can hide a lot of uneven things in the floor. Even your eye won't pick up, but you start trying to match flat tile together and get a flat surface. Just the smallest of an eighth of a 16th of an inch potholes start becoming problems. Like, why aren't these corners matching up? You don't think that you may not notice that with your eye, but you'll find that with your toe in the middle of the night.
That's very true. In the middle of the night, pulling up carpet, sometimes you see things you wish you had not. In a lot of homes, doors are painted in carpeted areas. That lacquer paint has to be removed, because thinset will not stick to it. You will find cracks. I haven't had a house in Arizona yet in 30 years where there wasn't a crack in the area that we wanted to tile. So you have to treat the cracks.
And there's aesthetic cracks that just all do, the spider line cracks. But at what point do I need to worry about putting an expansion pad over the top of a crack?
I treat all cracks. Now, there's different ways to do it. First, if your crack is not level one side to the other, if you've had a foundation movement, so one side of the crack is a 16th or an eighth higher than the other, you really should flatten it. And there are grinding tools that you can do that, at least to get your patch, your membrane, to sit flat. And it depends on the size of the tile. So if you have a 6-inch tile, you can go with a 12-inch netting. If you have a 12-inch tile, you want to go with a 16 or an 18-inch netting. If you have a 24-inch tile, sometimes we have to put nettings together, get up to 36 inches wide. And the idea is that you have to have this tile isolated from that crack, because it's not a matter of if or when it's going to happen. If you have the spider web cracks that look like a spider web, there's rollout membranes that you literally can roll on, and that kind of keeps those cracks at bay. The other thing it does, too, is if you are in an area with a high water table, it keeps the moisture from coming through. And on certain stone floors or clay floors, if moisture comes up from the ground, it could distort the finish or the sealer or the grout color.
And when you're talking about fixing your crack before you put tile over, the bigger the tiles, the harder it is to set them.
Yes, you have to use thicker thin set. So you're actually using a medium bed mortar, technically, for anything that has one side bigger than 15 inches. A lot of people don't know that. They'll use a standard grade thin set for a 18 by 18 tile when they should be using a heavier grade thin set. Those adhere to the membranes. And then there are some membranes that also those companies sell the thin set. So if you're going to a store, try to get the same membrane and thin set from the same manufacturer. Your warranties will work much better.
You wouldn't put a Chevy gas pump into a Ford
or
vice versa.
That's exactly right. That's right. So preparation is huge. You want to clean the floor, no dust. You want to treat the cracks. You want all the paint off of the floor. You're never going to get the floor level, but we shoot for flat. So if you have a straight edge and you're using a very, very flat tile, you at least want your subfloor to be flat. And to achieve level doesn't always happen, but achieve flatness and you'd be okay.
When you're talking about flatness, so you could have like a slope down towards one
angle?
Well,
you're allowed a certain allowance. you know, concrete installers, you know, when they pour their concretes, they're allowed, you know, they're allowed certain allowances, and we follow those. So we generally don't level floors unless somebody really wants it level. Then that's a whole different preparation thing.
And there's, like, I'm trying to remember, the Ardex, I think, is what comes to mind.
Ardex is a great product.
And that's just a real thin cement-based product you mix up and you just pour out in buckets, and it's thin enough and water seeks its own level.
That's correct.
This whole area settles. But you can't put it on in thick applications.
No.
You know, it's not designed to level a 2-inch slope.
There are some newer products that will have a thicker application, but generally you're doing it in thinner pours. And back in the 80s, when we were doing shiny polished marble, we leveled a lot of floors because it was so shiny.
And the importance of it being flat is when you pick the trowel up with your grout on it and you put it on the back of the tile, it's designed to apply the same level of grout on every stroke. So if you're not putting it on a flat surface, that's where your overlaps come in.
Well, the grout comes later, but the thin set. Okay.
The thin set that goes on the bottom of the towel.
Right.
We'll talk about the difference between thin set and grout right after this.